Yeah, it's Ed Davey. I'm the MP for Kingston and Surbiton.
It's the 75th anniversary of the NHS today as we talk. A poll has come out saying that almost half of us think the care provides will only get worse. Do you agree with that?
Well, if we don't make serious changes, that's the danger. But the NHS is so precious. Our country is really proud, I think, of having this, the first ever universal health system available to all free at the point of delivery. And I think we need to save it. And it's a big political issue. You know, as a local MP, worrying about our local NHS, working with a hospital, with doctors, with dentists, pharmacists, and so on. We need nationally to have a change of course. I think the current government has got a lot of health policy wrong. It's acted too late, not sufficiently. And certainly Liberal Democrats really are putting the NHS right at the top of our list of priorities.
What would you say to the NHS in your constituency, the local services?
Well, thank you, first of all. A huge thank you. But we want to do more than that because, you know, everyone clapped during the pandemic, didn't we, for the nurses and the carers and the doctors and who did such a brilliant job. But we've got to do more than clapping and thanking. We've got to recognise that they deserve proper rewards. There's a big pay dispute, for example. And I think we need to think, when we're talking about pay, that there's a shortage of GPs, a shortage of nurses, a shortage of many people. And the government recently issued a workforce plan, which you know should have happened years ago. Liberal Democrats have been calling it for a long, long time. So that, you know, I'm glad they did it, even if it was so late. But it didn't mention pay, and it was the elephant in the room. And I think there were a lot of people in the NHS and people who care about the NHS who felt, you know, that was a missed opportunity.
Are there any words you'd like to say specifically about the NHS services in Kingston, or perhaps any experiences that you've had specifically about the NHS services in Kingston that you'd like to share on this historic day?
Well, I speak to so many people who are so grateful to their GP or the Kingston Hospital, Tolworth Hospital and so on. I think we're lucky. We have some fantastic NHS staff and services. You know, you remember the really good moments. Both my children were born in Kingston Hospital, the fantastic maternity unit there. And, you know, happiest days of one's life are often linked to the experience with the NHS. So, again, I just want to thank them. They've been a real part of my life and my family's life.
Related topic, the RB Cares dental bus scheme is going to be going in and around Kingston this summer. They managed to secure £5,000 in funding, and a survey revealed this is what people are most concerned that they don't have access to. Tell us a bit about your thoughts on this.
Well, I think RB Cares, which is a local group of volunteers with the founder, Dr. Kate Kenyon, are doing a fantastic job reaching out to people who often don't get the help for their health that they need. And they found that a lot of the people who they were dealing with had really very poor dental health. And it was impacting not just their teeth, but their whole mental health and their physical health, their ability to eat and chew. And so they worked hard. And a wonderful guy, Dr. Munir Ravalia, who is a local dental surgeon, I actually should say he was also a Liberal Democrat councillor in the last administration. He's worked really hard with RB Cares, and they've managed to find a bus from a dental charity called Dent Aid, and that's coming to the area. And I think that's going to be great for the people who can benefit. I think, however, it raises the big question of how we urgently need a big boost to NHS dentistry, more NHS dentists in our area.
The Kingston International Film Festival has just recently wrapped up. The Kingston Council leader, Andreas Kirsch, says he wants the event to grow and grow. Could you tell us, please, about what this event means to Kingston?
I think it's just fantastic that Kingston's had a second Kingston International Film Festival. I regret I wasn't able to go myself, but when you read the programme, it's so exciting how young people, students, as well as local residents are getting involved. And people should, if they have a chance, have a look at the program that they've missed, because it's unusual. Whether it was at the Odeon or the Curtsen or the Rose Theatre or the University Townhouse or Cambry Gardens, all these different venues are being used. There was a whole section of different types of films, many of them very short, actually. You know, films ranging from, you know, a 5-minute film to a 15-minute film to longer films. And it just looks like an amazing menu of wonderful new creativity. And that's what it's all about, creativity. Kingston's, you know, synonymous with being a home of creativity. And it's wonderful to see this film festival here in our borough.
When we spoke to Andreas Kirsch, he said that things like this could form a bid in the future for a London Borough of Culture bid. Is that something which you would like to see happen? And what would be celebrated during such a year if Kingston was to win?
It would be fantastic if we could have be the London Borough of Culture. I think we deserve it. We've got so many people doing wonderful arts and creation. You obviously got around the Rose Theatre. We saw in the film festival people making amazing films. You've got all the work in Kingston University, where people may not know this, but their fashion design course is one of the leading courses in the world, in the top four in the world. So think of all that creativity that we have, and put it on show that it's wonderful to enjoy, but it also has a massive boost to our local economy. You know, people show, for example, that when the Rose Theatre has, since the Rose Theatre's opened, it's brought millions of pounds of business to the local community, people visiting Kingston, people going to our restaurants and so on. And so many people view, and certainly I do, Liberal Democrats do, that if you invest in culture, you're investing in something that's great fun, but you're also investing in your local economy.